一两个星期呢，复活节就要到了。
And with Easter actually is the source of all of our hope as Christians.
复活节呢，代表是我们基督徒我们一切的盼望所在就在那里。
I mean, if you think about it, Jesus overcame death, which is the greatest thing that anybody can have victory over.
如果我们想一想，耶稣基督战胜了死亡这件事情，是。这个最重大的这个世界和他的这个胜利之一。
But, it's really important also to remember that before Jesus was raised from the dead, he actually suffered a lot and died.
但是呢，提到他复活之前呢，我们同样也必须要了解到，他复活之前还经历了许许多多的。痛苦，许许多多的苦难，这一点也是非常重要的。
Hold on, I think. I'm sorry. Yeah, there we go. Okay, can we have the next slide? Forgive me for that. But Jesus suffered and then was resurrected, and this is really important, I think, for us.
所以对我们来。对我们来说呢，非常重要的要记住的一点就是，耶稣基督首先经历了痛苦，经历了痛，然后得到了复活。
And one of the reasons it's so important is that we need to learn that before the resurrection comes sufferings.
我们对我们来说很重要的一个功课就是说，复活来临之前呢，基督必须先要受苦。
And In the beginning of the first Peter, he says that Jesus would suffer and then enter his glory.
彼得前书一开始就告诉我们说，基督必要先受苦，之后才能够得到荣耀。
And the truth is, we all suffer.
那对于我们每个人来讲呢，我们也知道，我们所有的人，我们也会都经历一些痛苦。
You know, we suffer the loss of jobs.
可能是会丢掉工作。
You know, we suffer sicknesses and illnesses.
身体的疾病也是一种痛苦。
We also suffer the loss of people that we love.
我们亲人如果去世，对我们来说也是一痛苦。
And when we do suffer the loss of somebody that we love,We need to remember that after the suffering comes hope, but also that God Himself understands and is with us in our sufferings.
如果我们在经历亲人去世的痛苦，我们要记住，耶稣基督复活给了我们这样一个盼望，就我们是在这里面是有一个盼望的。
And it's interesting that Peter actually would write a book, a whole book that focuses in on the sufferings and talks about our sufferings being followed after the model of Jesus' suffering.
彼得呢，花了整整一本书的这个章节，谈论就是耶稣基督怎样受苦之后得到荣耀，同样也教导我们今天在痛苦当中怎样能够在依基督为我们的榜样。
And that's really interesting because Jesus said, I'm going to suffer. And Peter said, no, you're not.
圣经里面有一次记载说，耶稣基督说我要去受苦。彼得却说，他说主啊，不要这样。
And in the same way, we often resist the idea of suffering.
所以我们同样的常常是不愿意去吃苦，去拒绝这种受苦的这种事情。
So as we read this passage from 2 Peter, or 1 Peter chapter 2, I want you to notice that five times there are quotations, and each of those quotations are from Isaiah 53.
今天我们要看的彼得前书这一段经文里面呢，有五个地方，我想请大家注意一下，他提到了以赛亚书52章里面的，谈到的那个受苦的那个概念。
So what Peter wrote was, Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps, But then notice that the suffering was an innocent suffering. He committed no sin, and there was no deceit found on his mouth.
彼得说, 基督也为你们受过苦, 给你们留下榜样, 叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。 但是这里注意, 彼得说, 他并没有犯罪, 口里也没有诡诈。
And some of the suffering actually was suffering in terms of relationships.
所以基督受苦的原因是因为他和我们之间这种关系。
But notice here, he says, when they hurled incense, he did not retaliate.
这里说基督呢, 他被骂, 不还口, 受害, 不说微笑的话。
When he suffered, he made no threats in return.
所以他在被人迫害, 受痛苦当中的时候呢, 他嘴里面没有说任何威胁, 他们的话语。
But instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
反而他只讲自己, 交托呢, 按公义审判人的主。
He himself bore our sins.
那他亲身担当了我们的罪。
In his body on, it actually should say the tree.
说他呢, 他的身体, 啊, 他说这里被挂在木头上, 实际上应该说是被挂在树上。
And the purpose was, you know, that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. But notice then he follows and he says, by his wounds, we are healed.
基督受苦的目的, 这里说, 是使我们既然在罪上死, 就得以在义上活。 这里说, 因他受的鞭伤, 你们便得了医治。
You know, and you kind of wonder, what kind of God takes his son and allows this to happen?
什么样的一位神, 能够让他自己的亲生的儿子经历这样的痛苦。
It's a God who wants to bring us back to himself so he can protect us and take care of us.
这样的神是要把我们带到他的面前来, 保护我们, 拯救我们。
That's why he says, you are like sheep. You are all going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian or the overseer of your souls.
这里说你们从前, 好像迷路的羊如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。牧人监督就是一个照管我们灵魂的那样一个好牧人。
Let me pray and ask for God to be with us this morning.
让我们一起来祷告, 求神今天早上在这里与我们同在。
God, I pray that as we read your word and study it, that you would allow us, God, to take the hope that you provide. And in the future, when we suffer and we see people around us suffering, that we know that after suffering comes hope. And so we just ask you, God, that you would take that hope and put it in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sorry, God.
I sometimes wonder what kind of mother I have. If we get up to the next slide.
有时候我会想想自己的妈妈。
You know, I recently had a memory of when I was a young child.
最近呢, 一直记起来我很小的时候呢, 妈妈有一次这样带我。
I think I must have been about 5, 6, maybe 7 years old. I don't remember.
那时可能我是差不多五六七岁吧。
But I was really angry.
当时我记得我非常生气。
And I told my mother, I'm going to run away from home.
我就给妈妈说, 我要离家跑了出走。
You know, I'm really angry. I'm going to run away from home. I didn't know where I was going to go, but I was going to run away.
他说我非常的生气, 我要离开家, 我也不知道自己去哪里, 但是就是想逃跑,
my mother, I think about it, I think, what was she thinking?
我那个时候在想, 妈妈她的脑子里在想什么呢?
She took me into the bedroom.
把我带到我的那个卧室里面。
She got a little bag out.
她拿了一个包, 打开一个包。
She put in some socks and some underwear.
把我的这种袜子, 内裤放进去一些,
you know, I think she put in an extra shirt and some pants.
放一些衬衫, 一些裤子也都放进去。
And then she zipped it up and walked me to the door.
拉上之后, 把我带领到这个门的外面。
And I don't remember, but I'm sure she hugged me and said, well, have a good life.
然后她就把我抱了一下, 她说, 哎呀, 出去好好享受你的生活。
And she let me go.
然后就, 她就真的让我就离开家就走。
Now, you, what did I do?
那你说我干了什么？
So I walked out the door, and I can remember going all the way around the block.
所以我就出了门，在我们那个小区里转了一个一圈。
And then I came back on the other side.
从另一面又回来了。
And I know that there was a grocery store there.
我知道我们家旁边有一个食品店。
And I don't think I had any idea what I was doing.
所以我也不知道自己在那里干什么。
So then I turned again and I went back towards my house.
所以转了一圈之后呢，最后又掉头回到家去了。
Now that 15-minute walk felt like hours.
一共走了大约有十五分钟，但感觉好像是好几个小时。
And what I remember is I didn't want to go home, but I wanted to go home, and so I went and I went to the side of the house so my mother wouldn't see me, and I found a place between two bushes and I sat down.
所以心里面呢又不愿意回家，但是又愿意回家，所以就在那个家侧墙的旁边呢，偷偷的不想让妈妈看见，就在两个树中间呢，把我就在那坐在中间。
You know, and there I was, my bag, me.Two bushes, and I just sat.
所以我爸爸也在那里，我在坐在那里，然后两棵灌木。
What kind of mother does that?
我想什么样的妈妈干这种事情？
You know, but I do remember that at some point she walked outside, came around, and she must have known, and she took me and brought me back in.
但是我记得她走出来。找到了我，然后把我又领到这个房间里面。
You know, and I think sometimes we wonder what kind of a God it is that we serve.
所以同样，我想我们心里面有时候也会想，我们服侍的这位神是一个什么样的神？
You know, it's a God that allows us to wander away from Him, and He allows us to wander into sin.
有时候他也允许我们去走迷一段路，甚至于陷在罪的当中。
But thankfully, He also seems to know what he's doing and brings us back.
但是神知道他要做的事情是什么，最后总是喊我们再把我们再拉回来。
You know, it's kind of like my mother. She must have known what would happen.
就像我妈妈一样，我想当时她肯定知道这个事情会怎有什么样的一个结果。
And God is the same way. He allows us often to go off to places. And sometimes he even allows us to suffer greatly, but the truth is, he seems to know what he's doing.
神也是这样，有时候允许我们去走迷一段路，甚至呢，在最终啊要受很大的一个痛苦，但是呢，自始至终，神的心里面是明白他在做的是个什么样的一件事情。
You know.When you're not a Christian and you hear about the gospel, you sort of wonder what kind of God is this?
不信基督的人听见福音的时候，心里常常会觉得说，这个神是个什么样的神呢？
I mean, here he has his one and only son.
这儿他的一个独生爱子。
And he actually lets him go. He sends him to earth.
他甚至呢，真的就把他放降让他降生降世为人。
To a very dangerous place.
他送他去的这个世界是一个非常危险的地方。
And he lets his son go through this unbelievable suffering, both in betrayal of his friends, but also the physical suffering.
他让他的这个儿子在世上受尽人间的这种背叛，甚至痛苦，在而且经历这种令人无法相信的那种痛苦。
You know, what kind of God does that to his son?
什么样的神在自己的儿子身上能够做出这样的事情？
It's a God who knows what he's doing.
是那一位他心里很清楚他在做什么这样一位神。
You know, we can't see why we're going through suffering, but God knows in the end there's a resurrection and hope.
我们在苦难当中可能不清楚为什么要经历这些，但神心里面清楚最后是要有一个复活。
And so when we are struggling and suffering and our hearts are hurting, it's really important to remember he may seem far away, but he knows what he's doing.
所以我们在挣扎当中心里痛苦的时候，一定要记住神离我们并不遥远，而且他非常清楚我们的处境。
So as we look forward towards Good Friday and Easter, we need to remember that the cross is connected to our suffering and grief.
我们很快这个基督受难日，还有复活节就要到了。我们需要记住的就是基督的受苦和我们的受苦，两者是有紧密的关系。
You know, it tells us that we were wandering away, we were running away from home.
告诉我们说，我们实际上是离开了我们属灵的家，走迷了路。
But the God who let us run away, He brings us to a place where we return to the Shepherd and the Guardian, the Protector of our souls.
神把我们带回来，带到那一位保护、监管我们灵魂的那一位好牧人那个地方。
But immediately before he says he is our protector, he says that Jesus, he himself bore our sins in his body on a tree, not a cross, on a tree. This is important.
但是在说基督保护我们之前呢，他马上就说耶稣基督为我们的罪被挂在一棵树上，担当了我们的罪。
So as we go on to the next point, what I would like us to understand is Christ, he understands our sufferings.
所以我们需要了解的第一点，就是说我们所经历的这些苦难，基督是完全明白的。
You know, God, he knows exactly what we're going through.
我们所经历的这些，神知道的一清二楚。
But the truth is, when we are in our sufferings, we don't like it, we reject it. It's hard to trust God.
通常呢，我们就在苦难当中的那个时候，心里面会非常不高兴。那个时候很难去相信神。
Peter, he speaks for all of us when he himself he rejects the suffering of Jesus.
彼得拒绝基督的受苦那个时候呢，他说的话语实际上是我们每一个人都会讲的话。
You know what he says here is that this is not Peter, but in the Gospels. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem.
那这里马太福音告诉我们说，耶稣指示给那些门徒说，他自己必须上耶路撒冷去受许多的苦。
You know, and I think the disciples were really excited because of what they thought was going to happen.
当时的这些门徒呢，心里面对去耶路撒冷会有另外一种期盼，一种概念，所以他们心里很兴奋。
You know, but all of them, they had the idea that the Messiah was going to come like a big political leader and a military leader.
他们心目当中说弥赛亚要来，这个事情呢，好像是一个伟大的一位政治领袖要开展一场轰轰烈烈的运动。
And that he was going to have this great victory overthrowing the Romans.
他们期待着这位领袖呢，会带领他们取得巨大的胜利，甚至推翻罗马帝国的统治。
And then,He would kick out the Romans and they would suddenly be free.
他们就盼望着这个犹太人的领袖呢，能够把这些罗马殖民者、这些侵略者呢，能够全赶出去，让他们能够得到他们民族的自由。
But then suddenly, Jesus says, no, it's not like you think. Suffering first.
但突然呢，耶稣很明白地告诉他们说，事实不是这样的，我来是要受苦的。
You know, he says, look, we're going to go.To Jerusalem, but then me, the Son of Man, I'm going to suffer many, many, many things.
他说我们要去耶路撒冷，他说但是呢，我要受许多的苦，并且被杀。
I'm going to suffer all these things, and then I'm going to be killed, and then I am going to be raised from the dead.
他说我首先要受许多的苦，之后被杀，第三日再复活。
And I think Peter, the minute he heard the word suffering, he just stopped listening.
彼得一听见这话，我想他肯定就下面的话再也听不下去了。
You know, look at what he says. It says that Peter took Jesus aside.
你看这里说，彼得就拉着他。
You know, he took him aside and he began to rebuke him and say, "Never, Lord."
把耶稣拉到一边，开始责备他，说，主啊，万不可如此。
You know, what is he saying? Jesus, you're never going to be raised from the dead?
所以彼得说这个话是什么意含义呢？就是说，之后你不能这么经历这个，然后第三日复活吗
？No, I think what he did is he heard the word suffering, his ears stopped listening, and then he said no.
我想彼得的意思不是说你不能复活，而是说你不能去受这么许多的苦。
This is never going to happen. The suffering is never going to happen.
在你身上万万不可发生这样的事情。
But the truth is, suffering does happen.
但是呢，事实告诉我们，基督是要必须受苦的。
Jesus suffered, and in life we also suffer.
基督受了苦，那我们每一个人在生活当中也都有苦。
And one of the hardest things is that sometimes suffering, it's a time when there's an innocence.
受苦的，这有一点是很，对我们来说是很难理解的，就是说，如果我们，无缘无故，这种去受苦，这是很难理解的。
So as we go to the next slide, what I'd like you to see is that Jesus suffered innocently.
下一章呢，我们就看到耶稣受那个苦呢，恰恰就是他是一个清白无辜的人受的苦。
Notice Peter that at one time rejected the idea of suffering, he now says right in the middle of his book, Christ suffered.
所以你看彼得这里，他曾经拒绝基督的受苦，但在这里彼得前书第三章二章他就说他并没有犯罪，就是基督受这个苦不是因为犯罪，而是清白无辜的。
You know, he doesn't say, when I was a young man, I rejected sufferings.
彼得并没有说我年轻的时候呢不愿意让基督受苦。
He just says Christ suffered.
他只是说基督也曾一次为罪受苦。
That whole entire book that he wrote is about suffering.
他整本书讲的就是受苦。
And how he helps us as he first reminds us Christ suffered.
他彼得是要提醒我们基督受这个苦对我们的意义和帮助在哪里。
So if you go even a couple of chapters ahead, at the beginning of chapter 4, he again says Christ suffered in his body.
在这前面，在前面一章，彼得告诉我们说基督受苦。
He opens the letter by saying the prophets, when the Spirit of Christ was inside of them, they predicted the sufferings of Christ.
彼得很清楚地说基督受苦之前呢，旧约的先知们已经很明确地预言他将来要受苦。
We got to also remember they predicted the glories that would follow the suffering.
那我们也都记得，同样的先知也预言受苦之后他要得到荣耀这个事情。
But I think one of the hardest things about the suffering is that Jesus was completely innocent.
但是我想基督受苦很难让我们能够理解的一点就是说他是完完全全无罪清白无辜的一个人受这些苦。
You know, that's what happens in life. Sometimes people suffer innocently.
生活中也是这样，很多无辜的人也受苦。
And it doesn't make any sense.
很难，没有什么道理可讲。
You know, here, Peter, in the third chapter, he says Christ died for sins.
在这里呢，彼得前书三章说，他基督是为罪受苦。
But he was the righteous one that died for the unrighteous, which means he suffered and died a righteous man.
那接着说，就是义的代替不义的，意思就是说呢，受苦的这一位是义人，就是基督是义人，代替的那些人呢是不义的。
And not only did he suffer as a righteous man, it actually says he committed no sin. He was sinless.
不光基督是义的，而且这里还讲他没有犯罪，他没有犯任何的罪。
He was so sinless, and what I want you to know is he's quoting from Isaiah 53.
这里在他在引用以赛亚书五十二章，表明基督一点罪都没有。
You know, he's telling us that Jesus is the suffering servant.
告诉我们说，基督是那位受苦的仆人。
But the suffering servant, what? He committed no sin.
这位受苦的仆人呢，是一点罪都没有犯。
He says that he was so sinless that there wasn't even deceitfulness on his mouth. He didn't even lie.
他和罪没有任何关系。这里说口中没有诡诈，就是和诡诈这一点一点都挂不上钩。
Complete innocence in his suffering.
是完完全全清白无辜。
And I think for us, that's the hardest thing when we see people suffer and they're innocent.
对我们从我们这个角度来看呢，我想 当我们看到别人受苦的时候，如果他是无辜的，这一点对我们来说是最难理解接受的。
You know, and I don't mean sinless like Jesus, but you know, it just doesn't make sense. What did people do to suffer the things that they suffer?
我们甚至都不用说我们必须像基督那样完全无罪，就是基本上是一个好人受罪的时候，我们就觉得这里面没有什么道理可讲，无法理解。
You know, I think when people suffer innocently, it's really hard to think God is right there with me.
看到好人受苦，我们很难感觉到神，有一位神在那里掌管公义。
You know, I don't deserve this. Why did God abandon me?
我受这个苦是我不应该受的，所以为什么神抛弃了我？
You know, what did this person do to become so sick like this? And God, it seems like you just let them go.
那个人病成这个样子，却没有做任何的坏事，为什么神让他经历这些呢？
And these kind of things, they actually affect us even when we don't think they do.
所以我们心里面的这些的想法和概念，虽然口里不一定讲出来，对我们却是有影响的。
You know, when my mother died, I thought that I was ready.
我妈妈去世的时候呢，我就当时我感觉到我要悲逆了。
You know, 2 years before, the doctor told me that she had heart failure, and the interesting thing is, he told me 2 years from now she's probably going to pass away, and he was almost exactly right.
妈妈去世之前前两年，医生就诊断说，两年之后你妈妈心脏可能会休克，那导致死亡。那他妈妈死的时候几乎和那个医生说的时间是一模一样。
And so as I saw her slowly dying, I thought that I was dealing with it, that I was mourning.
所以最后那两年呢，我看到妈妈她这个生命就一点一点的变得虚弱，我心里的感受就是说我也在同样的一个挣扎当中。
You know, there were 5 times in between where I get a phone call and it says your mother's in the hospital and she's in a coma.
那曾经有好几次，五六次，我接到电话说，妈妈，你妈妈现在在医院里处于昏迷状态。
You know, and I would fly back and I would sit with my mother in a coma, and then she would come out of the coma, but then about the time she came out of the coma, I had to fly back and go back to work.
那我当时呢就得要请假，飞机飞到那个医院那里陪妈妈，当时她在昏迷状态。那她从昏迷中醒过来的时候呢，我也差不多就要返回去要走了。
You know, and I can never tell you how much my mother suffered in her life.
妈妈一生当中受的这个多少的苦，我是没办法讲清楚的。
You know, she suffered unbelievable things as a young girl.
她年轻的时候受的那种苦的程度是很难能够相信，让我们相信的。
You know, she had a terrible mental illness.
她有很严重的这种精神上的一个问题疾病。
You know, had breast cancer, lost one of her breasts.
有乳腺癌其中一支乳房要割除。
You know, from the time that I was 19 years old, she ended up in a nursing home.
从我19岁那年，她就住进那个养老院。
Broke her back and spent the rest of her life.
后来呢，她这个脊椎骨又断了，所以一生就忍受这样的一种痛苦和折磨。
Where was God in all of that?
她受苦这么多年，那时候神去哪儿了？
You know, you really struggle when people suffer and you don't understand.
所以你看到人受苦，无法理解，无法解释，那个时候呢，你心里是很挣扎的。
I mean, how many of us we lose somebody and it just doesn't make any sense?
我想我们也许我们有很多人也经历过自己的亲人去世，这一点很难理解这个事情为什么发生在我们身上。
And it affects us greatly.
对我们的影响是很大的。
You know, think about our Vice President Joseph Biden.
我们的副总统就是约瑟夫·拜登副总统。
You know, if you know him, you know that he has spent his whole entire life trying to work to become president of the United States.
稍微了解一点他的人呢，都知道他一生的目标就是要有一天当总统。
And this year he had an incredible opportunity. He probably could have been the candidate for president.
最近呢， 机会好像是大好的一个机会终于来了，他能够成为总统。
But why didn't he run?
但是他为什么放弃了？
You know, his son died.
他的儿子，小儿子死了。
You know, the cancer killed his son and it affected him.
这个癌症夺走了他儿子的生命，对他本人也有巨大的影响。
You know, his wife had died of cancer.
那之前呢，他的妻子同样也是因为癌症死亡。
It affects us.
也同样深深的影响。
You know, I thought when my mother had died, I was all ready for it. But then when she died, I just went into deep depression.
我妈妈去世之前呢，我心里面以为我已经做好了心理准备，但实际发生以后呢，我却又一次陷入很深的一种忧郁症当中。
I even had times where I just came back from picking her up and having the funeral, and then suddenly I yelled at somebody right before church.
我记得有的时候我那个去接一个人参加我母亲的这种丧礼，之后就突然无法控制的就对一个人大喊大叫。那就是去教会之前突然就这样情绪失控。
I was just getting ready to preach God's word. Some lady came in, and I just exploded in anger.
我接着就要讲道了，一位女士进来，我就无法控制自己的情绪，对她发生就是暴怒。
You know, when we watch people suffer and die, the mourning and the pain is great.
看到人受苦死亡，这个整个的经历对我们的影响是很深的。
You know, where's God? Doesn't he understand?
神在问的问题就是神在哪里？他理明不明白我们人看到人受罪的心理的状态？
You know, we need to remember God, our Father.
我想我们需要清楚地记住这一点，神是我们的父亲。
You know, how many sons did God have?
神有几个儿子？
One.
只有一个。
独生，
爱子独生。
You know, that's precious.
所以是非常宝贵的。
You know, and he sat there and watched his son suffer.
他这个宝贵的独生子受苦的时候呢，神就在那里看着。
You know, he watched his son suffer incredible betrayal.
看着他的儿子被人出卖。
He watched his son being beaten half to death.
被人鞭打，打到个半死。
You see, he understands.
神心里很明白。
You know, he watched his son hang on a cross for hours, not even able to breathe.
他这个儿子被挂在那个十字架上，那好几个小时，他是无法呼吸的。
He understands more than we ever know.
神对苦难的理解的程度，远远要超过我们所能够理解的程度。
And the thing is, in suffering, God knows what he's doing.
在这些苦难过程当中的时候呢，神心里面对他自己所要做的这个事情是非常明白的。
He was resurrected.
基督后来从死里面呢复活。
You know, when we go through suffering, we need to learn how to trust that God knows, He understands, and He's with us.
我们在苦难当中，在经历这些苦难的过程当中的时候，要记住的一点就是神理解我们，神明白我们，离我们也很近，并且他也知道自己所允许发生的这个事情。
Now, we all know he died for our sins.
我们都知道基督是为我们的罪死的。
We all know that the cross is the payment for our transgressions.
我们都学到基督忍受的十字架恰恰就是我们罪要付上那个代价。
But I think Peter tells us that God heals our wounds through Jesus' death on the cross.
彼得告诉我们说，因为基督在十字架上受的那种苦，我们身上的罪才被这个洗净了。
You know, he suffered for our sins.
所以他受罪是因为他受苦是因为我们的罪。
He bore our sins in his body on the tree.
我们的罪呢，被基督 在他自己的身上担当，挂在那棵树上，也就是十字架上。
Peter in the middle of it, he tells us why. Christ died for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous.
背后的道理和原因，彼得告诉我们，就是说义人代替不义的。
You know, and it was to bring us back to God that he was put to death.
目的就是把我们再一次能够带回到神面前，为了这个目的，耶稣去受死。
Sometimes in our lives, when we feel like everything is falling apart, we wonder if we have some sort of curse.
我们受苦当中的时候，常常觉得我们怎么这么倒霉？是不是什么一个咒诅临到了我们身上了？
You know, we almost feel like not only has God abandoned us, but he's cursed us with something.
常常感觉不到神在那里，甚至心中还感觉到神故意和我们过不去。
But that's not true at all.
但是呢，这样的想法是完全错误的。
God hasn't cursed us.
神并没有咒诅我们。
You know, the Bible clearly says he took the curse that was on us and he put it on Jesus.
他反而把我们身上原有的罪的那个咒诅呢拿走了，放在基督的身上了。
You know, Paul, he says Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
保罗从另外一个角度说，基督把我们所受的那个律法的咒诅挪去加在基督的身上。
We may feel that God has cursed us, but the truth is we need to remember that curse was put on Jesus on the cross.
我们主观感受可能是说我受苦是因为神咒诅我，实际上是神把我们的咒诅呢拿走放在基督的身上。
You know, look at what it says about Christ. It says that he became a curse for us, and that is, he became our curse.
在这里，加拉太书三章十三节，基督为我们受了咒诅。
And then he quotes Deuteronomy, where it says, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree."
接着他引用神命记上说，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
So we realize when Peter says that he himself bore our sins on the tree, he was reminding us that the curse was removed, that we are not cursed at all, no matter how bad things seem.
所以彼得告诉我们，基督在木头上受死，他所成就的是我们身上的那个咒诅就被挪去了。
And he also suffered in a way that he wants to take away the pain in our hearts.
基督受苦，他另外基督那个受苦的那个方式呢，另外一点就是目的呢，也是把我们心中的那种伤痛能够解决，能够挪走。
Now look at this next slide.
我们看下一章。
You know, here, right as he says, he bore our sins in his body on the tree.He also quotes from Isaiah 53 and says, "By his wounds we are healed."
十四节说他挂在木头上，接着呢他就引用以赛亚书说，因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
You know, again, he's quoting from Isaiah 53. Jesus is the suffering servant.
经文的来源是以赛亚书五十二章，那里提到谈到的描述的。就是这个受苦的仆人的样式。
Now, if you know where it says, "By his wounds we are healed," and you read the rest of Isaiah,
所以看到这一节，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。如果你回到那个以赛亚书五十二章，把那整章都读的话
，You know that every time that Isaiah talks about being sick, the sickness isn't in our body; the sickness is sin.
每一次那里谈到每一次的那里谈到说疾病或者是病痛。并不是指的我们身上的病，而是指的是罪。
You know, so that we read it and we know, okay, he opened the book by saying that we're completely sick from head to toe, and then here he says our wounds have been healed. But we know, okay, that means the sickness of sin is healed.
因为以赛亚书一开始就讲，我们人呢，在神面前实际上是从头到脚都病了，意思就是我们浑身都是罪。这里提到我们说我们得了医治，就是我们的病被得了医治，意思就是说我们的罪被洗净了。
But I think the truth is he's also saying we are healed of the wounds in our hearts that come from sin.
我想这里还有一层意思，谈到医治，指的就是说我们呢 心中因为罪而有的那种悲伤和伤痛也得到了医治。
There's sickness, death, but then for those who suffer, there's a healing in Christ.
所以这里谈到有病之后呢，病带来痛苦，痛苦之后呢会带来这个医治，在基督里面的那种医治。
And it's a healing not only for those who they pass away and then they're with the Lord.
这个医治呢，不光是指那些死去的人，那些人已经和基督同在了。
It's a healing for those that are left behind.
还只是这些剩下这些还活着的这些人，他们身上的这种伤痛。
You know,When Jesus called his disciples, he took them up on the mount and gave them the Sermon on the Mount.
基督呼召门徒之后，就到了山上，给他们山上的宝训。
And one of the first things he says,
他其中呢，他首先讲的一句话就是
，Blessed are those who mourn.
他说，忧伤的人有福了。
You know, when you're mourning, you think you're cursed, but he's actually telling us that we're blessed.
你忧伤的时候怎么是有福了？因为你忧伤的时候，你觉得你是在心里面是非常伤痛的，但是基督说你是有福的。
When we're mourning, he promises that he will comfort us, and in that comfort we will be blessed.
因为呢，基督说哀痛的一些人呢，他在哀痛之后呢，他要得到神亲自的安慰。
Paul opens the second book of Corinthians by calling God the God of all comfort.
保罗在哥林多后书开章就讲，我们的神是诸般安慰的，是提供诸般安慰的那位神。
You know, when we're in pain, He will comfort us.
我们在痛苦中的时候，神会带给我们安慰。
You know, we need to be comforted.
我们需要安慰。
But He tells us.The God of all comfort, He comforts us.
告诉我们说，各样安慰的神呢，会安慰我们。
And then goes on to tell us that He comforts us through other people.
还告诉我们，我们神也用各种各样的人去安慰各样患难的人。
You know, He says that we can comfort other people in their troubles.
因为别人有患难，我们可以去安慰他们。
With the comfort that we've received from God.
我们能给予他们的这种安慰呢，来自于神给我们的那种安慰。
You know, he's telling us that when we see people that have lost so much, we are called to come alongside and comfort them.
告诉我们说，如果我们看到另外别人有巨大的丧失了很多亲人、很多东西的时候呢，我们要去安慰他们。
And actually, I think he's telling us to enter into their pain.
意思这里的意思就是要我们呢进入那些人的痛苦里面。
You know, what does he say? Mourn with those who mourn.
因为他说要和别人一同哀伤。
Weep with those who weep.
与别人一同哀哭。
You know, we don't offer a false comfort.
我们给别人提供安慰并不是一种虚假的那种安慰。
When I was in China, when I first arrived, I had a teacher, a Chinese teacher, and her mother passed away.
我刚到中国，我的中文老师的妈妈刚刚去世。
You know, and what do Americans say?
美国人会像我这样一个美国人会说什么？会要说什么话
？You know, we say, "Well, I'm sorry."
我就说，哎呀，我真的是很悲伤。
So what did I say to her? Well, 对不起。
所以我跟他说的话，哎呀，我真是对不起你。
You know, I didn't realize it somehow or another. I was saying, "Well, I'm responsible for your mother's death."
我当时不理解说，我这个话的意思在中文里面就是说你妈妈的死是因为我造成的。
What do you say?
那他对我说什么呢？
我很难过。
他说我很难过。
难过。
难过就是 I'm grieving.
Yeah, I.You say, I'm grieving with you.
实际上我跟大家讲那个意思，就是说我在和你一起哀伤。
That's exactly what the Bible tells us.
所以 这个老师告诉我的这个话呢，恰恰就是圣经里面告诉我们的那个话。
So we got to come alongside when we see people that are grieving the loss of somebody and enter into their sufferings with them.
别人忧伤呢，我们就要来到他的身旁，进入到他的这个忧伤里面，借此安慰他。
You know, we don't tell them, oh, everything's going to be all right.
并不是说，哎呀，不用担心，所有的事都会好起来。
Don't tell them, oh, you know, God has a better reason for this. There's some sort of great plan that God has. Don't tell them that.
也不要跟他们说神让这个事情发生呢，是因为他有一个很美好伟大的一个一个计划在那里。
You know, God knows why he allows people to suffer, but we don't know.
这个人为什么受苦，只有神才真正清楚的知道，我们其实是不明白的。
You know, we just come and we weep and we mourn with them.
我们所做的就是来到他们身边，和他们一同哀伤，一起哀痛。
But there's something else that we really need to do.
还有一件事情很重要。
Sometimes when people mourn and they go into grief, they get stuck.
就是在哀痛当中那个人呢，他会陷在当中不能自拔。
You know, you have that grief and that pain for a year, 2 years, but sometimes they just stay there.
心里面那个伤痛呢，一直在那里。好多好多年都没办法走出来。
And it's at that time we need to come alongside and remind them after the sufferings comes the glory, after the death comes the resurrection.
那个时候我们需要提醒的就是这样一个过程，苦难之后啊，苦难过去之后是荣耀，就像是基督死过了以后是复活。
And then we offer that hope to help them get out of that depression.
这样的一个盼望才是一个真的，才能够让人真正从忧郁里面走出来。
That's why Jesus was raised from the dead.
基督复活原因就是在这里。
All of our hope comes from Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
我们所有的希望其实都寄托在基督复活这个事实的上面。
So what do we say?
所以我们应该说的是什么？
When we're in the midst of suffering,
在我们就在这个痛苦当中的时候，
we remember God suffered the loss of his son, and that means he understands, and I think it means he's with us.
神的儿子在受苦当中的时候，神是清楚的这个事情的目的和结局，同时也让我们知道说神其实也就在他的儿子所受的苦的里面。
And after we go through the mourning, we also remember that the resurrection gives us hope.
所以我们也经历这样的一个忧伤悲痛的时候呢，也心里面记住后来接着就是神的儿子所得的荣耀。
Which is why we will celebrate Easter in 2 weeks.
我们记住这些，就是我们两个星期之后要庆祝复活节的含义所在。
But before the resurrection comes the suffering.
但复活来临之前呢，我们必须得记住，必须得有受苦。
And after the suffering comes the resurrection.
苦难之后是基督的从死里的复活。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you so much for sending your son Jesus.
神啊，我们满心的感谢你，让你的独生爱子来到世界。
And we confess that when people suffer, that we just don't understand what kind of God you are.
我们在你面前承认，看到别人受苦受难的时候，我们心里面是不明白的，里面的原因是什么。
But God, we pray that in the midst of the suffering, you will help us to trust you.
我们祈求你在我们就在苦难当中的时候，那个时候赐给我们帮助。
And we pray that when those days come, that you will give us comfort and hope.
如果那些日子要来临在我们身上的时候，赐给我们安慰，赐给我们心里的盼望。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
这样求奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Let's all stand together and sing Wonderful Cross.
Thank you.